Local players are buzzing with excitement as the 29th annual Orillia Girls Hockey Association, OGA, House League tournament takes over the rinks at Rotary Place and the Rama Mask this weekend. The tournament, a staple of the local hockey scene, features 39 teams competing across multiple age groups, drawing players and families from across the province. While the tournament remains a beloved tradition, this year's event has faced logistical challenges, say organizers. Renovations at the Brian Orser Arena have rendered the facility unavailable. Typically, we would have filled that ice time up, said Laura Woodrow Downard, vice president of the OGHA. A highlight of this year's event is the participation of 12 U18 teams, a milestone Woodrow Downard finds particularly gratifying. It's great that girls of that age are still playing and are still involved, she said. That age group usually sees a drop in numbers. Orillia is well represented, with four local teams competing. Visitors have traveled from communities such as Port Colborne, Temiscaming Shores, Peterborough, and Sudbury. As the Orillia teams face new competition, Woodrow Downard emphasized the importance of fresh matchups. We really try to put them against teams who aren't in their loop, she said. There are a lot of new teams here this weekend who weren't here last year. The tournament's economic impact is undeniable, with visiting teams staying in local hotels and dining at area restaurants. It's a boost to the economy, Woodrow Downard said. It's definitely impactful. Beyond its immediate economic benefits, the tournament plays a critical role in sustaining the OGA. Funds raised help cover ice time expenses, she explained. Our registration fees don't cover the total cost of hockey, Woodrow Downard explained. Both COVID and the arena closures shortly after resulted in us losing a lot of girls, so we need this tournament to get us back up. The championship semifinals will begin in at Rotary Place in West Orillia on Sunday at 8 a.m., followed by the finals starting around noon. For a full schedule of events and results, click here.